Okay, so a couple of weeks ago when we had the hesped here for Rav Avadya Yosef, Rabbi Dweck said that Rav Avadya had the practice of speaking in between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. So I thought maybe we'll have two shiurim, one today, one tomorrow, about when you can and cannot speak during the process of Netilas Yadayim, of washing for bread, because I think there are two very major misconceptions that are very, very common that are out there about this topic. You see a lot of people, and today we're going to discuss the first half of it, which is, what about in between washing and saying the bracha, saying the Al Netilas Yadayim bracha? Rav Avadya was about after the Al Netilas Yadayim, in between that and actually eating the bread, in between that and the Hamotzi. What about in between when you start washing your hands and when you say Al Netilas Yadayim? So you find a lot of people that will talk then. If they're in the middle of a conversation, they'll continue to talk as they're washing, as long as they didn't say the Al Netilas Yadayim yet. So is there any justification for that? Is that permissible at all? So in order to understand that, that's going to be today's topic. In order to understand that, we need to understand why it is that we say the bracha when we say it in the first place. I mean, in general, the Gemara tells us in several places, in two places in Pesachim Daf Zayin, and then again at the very end of the Pesachim, that Kol HaMitzvos Kulon Mevarchen Aleihen Over Las Yasan. All brachos on mitzvahs are supposed to be said before we do a mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is Netilas Yadayim, the bracha should be done before we wash. It should not be done after we wash. So why is it taka that we make the bracha after we wash our hands, before we dry our hands? Where does that come from? So Tosas and Maseches Pesachim and Dav Zayin and Beis, Tosas writes that the reason we do that, we happen to have a Pesachim right here. So Tosas says that the reason we do that is because sometimes when we wash our hands, we're unable to make the bracha beforehand, because sometimes our hands aren't so clean beforehand. Sometimes we need to wash our hands just to be able to say a bracha. So if our hands aren't so clean beforehand, there are times we're not going to be able to say the bracha beforehand. So lo pluk, so whenever we wash our hands, we just make the bracha afterwards. Even though there are many times that we wash our hands where we are in a position to say a bracha beforehand, we just make it like a lo pluk. That's how Tosa says. Tosa Arush write that there's an additional svara that we could wash after the netila, and that is that the niguv, the drying of the hands, is also part of the netila. The drying of the hands is a part of the process of netila. So it is a little bit over las yasan. Even when you make the bracha afterwards, it's still considered a little bit over las yasan, because the niguv is still part of the process of the netila. That wouldn't explain why we do it, but it would explain why it's not wrong to do it, why it's still somehow a kiyum of over las yasan. Now, the Darkei Moshe, in the bottom of the tour, Darkei Moshe just points out that even though there is a din that we're supposed to make a bracha over las yasan, if one doesn't, if a person says does a mitzvah and has not yet said a bracha, he writes, "Kasav agos ashri b'shem mar zerua debekala mitzvos im lo birich kodem las yasan mivarech lacharehem." That the Arzerua holds at least that if you didn't make a bracha before doing the mitzvah, you at least b'di'eved can still make the bracha after doing the mitzvah. So that's the shita of the Darkei Moshe, which again would not explain why we do what we do, but at least would make it justifiable in terms of that it's not a blatant violation of the halachos of Birchas Mitzvah. So when the Torah quotes when the Torah mentions the requirement of saying the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim in Siman Kuf Nun Ches in Or Chaim, the Torah writes, "Lo yivarech ad achar anetila." Don't say a bracha until after you wash. Even though normally you always have to say the bracha first, because sometimes your hands aren't clean, you're not going to be able to say the bracha, so we always just do it afterwards. And furthermore, since you're making the bracha before you dry your hands, that's good enough too, says the Torah. So he gives both reasons, both Tosfos' reason as well as the reason of the Tosfos Harash. Now, the Beis Yosef just points out that the Torah makes it sound like you're not supposed to say the bracha before you wash. Beis Yosef says that l'chora is wrong. He says that which he says, that you're not supposed to say it before you wash, is not really so meduyuk, because what he should have said is, instead of saying lo avalei l'rabbeinu lichtov lo yivarech ad achar netila, the Torah should not have said not to say the bracha till after netila. What he should have said is kach avalei lichtov umevarech kodem netila, that really you should wash before, you should make the bracha before you wash. Like the Gemara says in two places in Pesachim and Sukkah and elsewhere, that you have to make a bracha over Las Yasan. But for some reason, the minhag developed that people make lachar natila, and then he should have mentioned his two explanations of why that's okay, that the minhag developed what's really against the halacha, meaning the real halacha should be to say the bracha before we wash. And the Beis Yosef points out that if you look in the Rambam in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Beis, the Rambam just says, Kol anotel yadav mevarech. And when you wash, you got to say a bracha. Pashtus, when do you say the bracha? Before you wash. So the Beis Yosef says that the tour making it sound like a lechadchila is off base. He should have made it sound much more like a b'di'evit. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, when the Beis Yosef gets to write this in Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Kupnun Chesuf Yod Aleph, Shulchan Aruch's lashon is Mivarech Kodem Netila. Make the bracha before you wash. Shekala mitzvos mivarech aleim over las yasan. V'nahagu shelo levarech adachar netila. And then he mentions that for whatever reason, many of the minag, that they only make the bracha afterwards, for the two reasons that the Torah gives. The Rama adds, gam yachal levarech aleim kodem niguv. You're allowed to make the bracha before you dry. Shegama niguv min mitzvah, because the niguv is part of the mitzvah. Umikri over las yasan, that's also called over las yasan. And the Rama adds, if you forgot to say the bracha after you dried your hands, mevarech achar kach. You could even say the bracha after you finish drying your hands, that's okay too. That's the Rama from the Darkei Moshe, right? Because in the Darkei Moshe he says, if you didn't do it over las yasan, you could even do it, you could even say the bracha la'achar as yasan. But if you, simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch seems very clear, and based on his comments in the Beis Yosef, we know that he means this, that really l'chadchila, the bracha v'al netil sidayim should be said before one washes his hands. But the minhag, apparently going back many, many generations, going back to the times of the Rishonim, the Torah already records, the minhag was, and the Tosos already records, the minhag was that they would make the bracha afterwards. And that apparently, that is our minhag. That's been the minhag for centuries, that's our minhag. But the Beis Yosef does not seem so excited about it, he doesn't think it's the correct minhag. Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter makes the bracha before he washes his hands, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Rav Rishonim. Tosos is justifying a practice, and the Torah's explanations justify a practice, but it's not the lechadchila. So Rav Shechter always says the bracha before he washes his hands. I remember once he was in Shari Tefila when I was the assistant rabbi there, and he was there for a Shabbos and a Shal Shudas. He said the bracha before washing, and there was an 11th grader that was right behind him in line to wash, and the kid went over to him afterwards and says, I think Rebbe maybe made a mistake. The halacha is really that you're supposed to make the bracha after you wash, not before you wash. I heard you say the bracha before. So Rav Shechter's like, oh, I forgot. You know, what's he going to explain? Okay, I forgot. He didn't forget anything. He knew that. But he just didn't want to get involved. He didn't want to, let the kid. So anyway, the Kafa Chaim points out that that even Svardim do have the minhag, even though the Beis Yosef is pretty clear about this. Svardim have the minhag to say the bracha after they wash, not before they wash. In the Bir Halacha, he discusses what should we do. So he writes that the Prima Gadim says that you dafka should wash. Like the Torah holds, that you dafka should say the bracha after you wash, Prima Gadim says, because if it's before you wash, it's over to over, it's too early, because the niguv is part of the netilas yadayim, so since there's an extra step in between the niguv and the bracha, if you say the bracha before you wash, so it's over to over, it's too early. However, the Bir Halacha points out that Nir Zerua and Rabbeinu Hananel, they all seem like the Beis Yosef, they all seem like the sheet of the Rambam and the Beis Yosef, that a person is supposed to say the bracha after he washes and not really before you wash. So certainly says the Bir Halacha, Mistavra da dinim im Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef is really correct. De ein limchos biad mishi yirtzu levarich kodem hanetila. That's certainly what that 11th grader did is wrong. You shouldn't make a macha and criticize someone who says a bracha before the netila. Im yodea shiyadav nekios, if you know that your hands are clean. Vakshi yizar shiha makom naki shoroi levarich shem. Just make sure that it's a clean enough place to say the bracha. Now, what about talking in between the netila and the bracha? So the Ritva writes in Dav Zayin and Maseches Pesachim that the same issue of hefsek that we have between a bracha and doing the mitzvah, when you make the bracha before the mitzvah, you have in between doing a mitzvah and saying the bracha when the bracha is afterwards, meaning it's the same issue of hefsek. The bracha needs to be connected to the mitzvah. So just like you're not allowed to say a bracha of of whatever al nitilas lulav, and then talk and then take a lulav. So too, you're not allowed to wash, then talk, and then say al nitilas yudayim, because that's a hefsik between the mitzvah and the bracha. It's on the reverse side because the mitzvah comes before the bracha, but it's the same hefsik. Shulchan Aruch Rav writes explicitly that you should say the bracha immediately, betoch kedei dibur, right away when you finish washing, you should say the bracha immediately. The niguv alone is not enough to make a bracha on alone. So if you divorce the bracha from the netila, even though it's still before the niguv, but if you speak between the bracha and the netila, it breaks the bracha. It's not going to be a proper bracha. In fact, in the Drushei Tzlach, in Drush Dalid, quoted by the Piskei Chuvos over here, the Tzlach writes, Mama odishkachti bekama su'udos shafilu talmidei chacham malomdim einam disharami lahafsik bein anetila lebirchas anetila sidayim. Says, I can't believe it. There are people all the time that are just not careful about this, that aren't careful about speaking in between the bracha and al netilas yadayim. V'yoser heim nisharim milahafsik bein birchas al netilas yadayim birchas amotzi. They're more careful about not speaking between netilas yadayim and amotzi, which is going to be tomorrow's topic, Bez Hashem. V'tosu biyadam, and that's totally mistaken. Ki sicha bein netilas yadayim lebirchas al netilas yadayim havi hafsik v'tzorach litol yadav shenis. If you speak in between washing and saying the bracha, of course you need to wash again. V'ilu achar netilas yadayim hurak zihirus v'alma. But after netilas yadayim, if you speak, that's stam, a nice thing to not speak after Netilas Yadayim. But you wouldn't have to wash again. So he says it's unbelievable that people get this wrong. How people can make this mistake. What about those who have the minhag of saying Su'yidechem Kodesh after they wash, before they say the bracha? So in Maaser Rav it says that the Gra wouldn't say that he didn't have such a minhag because he thought it was incorrect to have such a minhag. Nevertheless, that minhag is based on the Shlo HaKadosh, and Rav Avadya in Yabia Omer and Chelecheh Simen Chav justifies the minhag. Rav Avadya says that the Su'yidechem Kodesh is considered part of the Netilas Yadayim. It's Lutzorech the Netilas Yadayim. So maybe such words about Su'yidechem Kodesh are not themselves a hefsik. The one thing to be careful about, those who have the practice based on the Shla to say the Su'yadechem, is what the Mishnah Berurah points out, that a lot of times people will say Su'yadechem, and because they're saying that, they're not going to end up saying Al Netilas Yadayim until after their hands are dry, because they wash, and as they're drying their hands, they're saying Su'yadechem. By the time they say Al Netilas Yadayim, their hands are already dry, and that's too late, because one of the reasons that we're allowed to say the bracha v'al netilas yadayim after we wash is because at least we're doing it before we dry our hands. So if you say su'yidechem, you at least need to be careful that it doesn't, it's not mamshich, it doesn't extend to the point where your bracha v'al netilas yadayim is going to be after one dries his hands. So bottom line, long story short, if one wants to say a bracha before netilas yadayim, that's great, that's what Rav Shechta does, that's what the Shulchan Aruch recommends, and Mishnah Berurah says ein limchos biyado, we can't criticize that. The minhag of Rove people, Sfardim and Ashkenazim, is to say the bracha of Valentin's time right after we wash, but it needs to be right after you wash. It needs to be before you dry your hand, and one needs to be very, very careful not to talk from the moment we start to wash our hands until at least after we say the Al Netilas Yadayim.